Father, thank you for him. All things are of him and through him and to him, unto whom be glory forever. Dear God, we thank you again for these wonderful old hymns. Thank you, Lord, that though we in ourselves are nothing, yet according to your good pleasure in Christ, you do instill within us words, thoughts, even deeds that are pleasing unto thee. Thank you for those that have written these hymns, and thank you for the preservation of them. And thank you especially for the preservation of your word. Thank you that you use all those men in times past, inspiring them to set forth the perfection that your word is, and the perfection of that word portrays. You are absolute, and we thank you. Thank you that you never change, that your love is eternal, and that which you have set upon us before the foundation of the world, you have not changed, that cannot and will not change. You will perfect that which concerns us in Christ Jesus. This morning, if we come, we do pray your blessings upon the word as J.T. comes and gives us what you have laid upon his heart. We thank you for it and ask you to bless it. And as Mike comes this morning gives us that which God has laid upon his heart, an exhortation to us, then I pray that you will bless it to our hearts. Just help, O God, everyone to set aside all those things that might be called self-will and just bow unto thee and be blessed. Thank you also for the call of prayer. Might commune with you this way. Father, just answer those prayers. Again, according to your will, according to your purpose. In Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right, J.T.
Turn with me this morning, second chapter, book of Haggai, for a beginning. I was wondering on the way down how many years it's been. I'm not too good a historian when it comes to my time. I've wondered how many years it's been since if we've been doing this, all of have him, have a prayer, and then say, okay, JT. Now, I don't know how many years it's been.
It's way over 30.
In a while. Book of Haggai, the second chapter, verse 1. It said, in the seventh month, and in the 120th day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing?
Yeah.
We kind of look about some ourselves sometime today and we say, what about this house today?
Yeah.
We know that it's more than nothing because it's the Lord's. Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, saith the Lord. And be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedech, high priest. And be strong, all you people of the land, saith the Lord, and work. The word work is kind of foreign to a lot of people today.
Yeah.
Work. We was talking that, I think, a day or two ago. When the people are just rebellious, when the Lord said work, it turned all the people off.
Yeah.
Except those that the Lord convinced to do otherwise, it were turned off. It won't work. It's foreign to them. For I am with you. That's the reason you need to work, saith the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I coveted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. We're afraid. We steer them. We ourselves sometimes get fearful of things, even knowing that the Lord is at work with us.
That's true.
Said, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and desire of all nations shall come. Sound like a 110th psalm to me. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver's mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts.
Yes.
The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts, in this house, the last house.
Right.
Last one to be built. And we're part of that.
Amen.
The building of that house. And forevermore, it's never been about the house. The old house. One of stones. Laid one upon another, and we studied that some while back. Was glorious house. But the center point of that house was in the most holy place. In the middle of it was a mercy seat with a cherubim to keep again the way of life. They were guarding. And upon the mercy seat our Lord said that he might have mercy upon his people. Never was about sacrifice and offering.
No.
But about grace. And that grace coming from the mercy seat. The Lord showed them himself from that mercy seat. In the book of Ezekiel, the 43rd chapter, verse 1, he said, and afterward he brought me to the gate, even the gate that looketh toward the east. We're looking for something.
Yeah.
Standing at the gate, looking out on the east side, from whence the sun comes up. I'm talking about the real sun. I'm not talking about this one that we see today.
Right.
The real sun is coming up.
Right.
And behold, the glory that the God of Israel came from the way of the east. And his voice was like a noise of many waters, and the earth shined with his glory. So it never was about the house, but it was about the glory that filled the house.
Right.
not only the house, but he said here the whole earth.
Yeah.
All will shine from his glory. In these last days, he's come and spoke to us himself.
Right.
In that same glory. What glory it is. Then verse 4, then it said, and the glory of the Lord came into the house by the way of the gate, whose prospect is toward the east. So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court. And behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. In the inner court. There was a boundary out there to keep everything else back. The cherubim are representative of that. They keep all of the unholy things away. And they guard it. Can't help but go back to the Garden of Eden and think about the Lord putting them out of the garden. And he placed the cherubim and the flaming sword to keep the way.
Right.
Can't just come in by their own power and partake of this glory. And the glory fill the house. Mm-hmm. Book of Isaiah then, 33rd chapter. City of Solemnities, mine eyes of sheep shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation.
Man.
That's what Paul just talked about, living.
Yeah.
Quiet habitation. The tabernacle that shall not be taken down.
Amen.
Not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed. Neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. Matter of fact, it's going to stretch the cords out.
Run it length.
Make them bigger. Yeah. That's our day. It's getting bigger.
Yeah.
But there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams. And wherein shall go no galley with oars, neither shall gallant ship pass thereby. For the Lord is our judge, and the Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. Thy tacklings are loose. They could not well strengthen their masts. They could not spread the sail. Then is the prey of a great spoil the back, and the lame take the prey. Mm. And the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick.
Amen.
The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquities. Not ill anymore. Not sick. Delivered from all those things that would make them be sick. They're living.
Right.
We come to a newness of life here, a living. Therein shall be forever their iniquity forgiven.
Amen.
In the 60th chapter, stick together. 60th chapter, verse 1, he said, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come." Yeah. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. We. Right. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness of people.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
It is now.
Right now. Gross darkness. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Can't help but shine forth, can you?
Right.
And the Gentiles shall come to thy light.
Yeah.
And the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee, thy son shall come from far, and thy daughter shall be nursed at thy side.
Amen.
And then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of the Gentile shall come unto thee. So it's a gathering together unto the house, which is the house. Isn't it something?
Yeah, that's right.
Gathering of the house to the house, that they might dwell in righteousness.
Yes.
Open verse, I guess 14 again. The sons also of them that afflicted, they shall come bending unto thee. And all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the sole of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the zeal of the Holy One of Israel.
Yeah.
At the house, whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breast of the kings, and thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Holy One, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stone iron I will also make thy officers peace.
Amen.
And iron extractors righteousness. And or beat that, can you? Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise.
Yeah.
And the sun shall be no more thy light by day. That's what we're just talking about, wasn't it?
Right.
Neither for brightness shall the moon give light for thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Be living.
Right.
Live. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, and the branch of my planting, and the branch work of my plenty, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. Mm. The little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in His time. In His time.
Right.
All things are in the time of the Lord. Never get anything hid. Nothing behind. Always brought up together. Gathered together. Back in the 28th chapter of the book of Isaiah. I said a while back we couldn't hardly preach around here without going to Isaiah. And then sure enough, next few Sundays, that's where we went every time.
Yeah. What is all good?
16th chapter, verse 16. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone. You cut out without hand, a stone, a tried stone.
Yeah.
He has tried every way it could be.
Right.
And yet resisted. And yet was victorious. A tried stone, a precious corner stone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. It's been one of my favorite verses for some time. I was reading this and I come across that and I thought about living again. You need not make haste. Don't be in any hurry.
No.
They accuse us of these texts of being laid back, but you hadn't seen nothing yet.
That's right.
We'll not make haste. Be good judgment also will lay to the land, and righteousness to the plummet. It's going to have to be perfect, you understand?
Yeah.
That's what righteousness is, you see.
Yeah.
It's perfection.
Yeah.
Lay it to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding places. And your covenant with death shall be as null, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall say, thou shalt be trodden down by it. From the time that it goeth forth, it shall take you. For the morning by morning shall it pass over, day by day, and by night it shall be a vexation only to understand report.
Yeah.
For the bed is shorter than a man can stretch himself on, and the covering narrower than he that can wrap himself in it. For the Lord shall raise up as in Mount Zion, other places that come out of his place. Roar out of it.
Mm-hmm.
He shall be wroth as in the valley of Gideon, that he may do his work,
yeah,
his strange work.
Right.
And bring to pass his act, his strange act.
Mm.
Now therefore be ye not mockers, lest your bands be made strong, for I have heard from the Lord God the host of consumption, even determined upon the whole earth. There they will be strong. These things are coming.
Yeah.
So we must be strong. In Revelation, the 15th chapter, time is getting short. Verse 5, he said, and after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle, of the testimony in heaven was open. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure white linen. And having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And washed, you understand, that white linen.
Yeah.
Made pure, holy,
right,
without fault. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with the smoke from the glory of God.
Yeah.
So it never was about times.
No.
It was about who reside there.
Yeah.
Who sits upon the throne. Who sits in the most holy place.
Mm-hmm.
Without spot, without blemish, a lamb is come.
Yeah.
And from his power, no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled.
Right.
But then there's another day.
Amen.
My great God is a merciful God. He yet reigns upon the throne of grace and mercy, that he might give unto them that are his and that call upon him eternal life.
Rare
God's people. When we can get together, especially when it's like this, we live a long ways apart, right, Dan? I don't know how far it is from here to Tucson, but it takes about 2 days, right, to get there. But God is good, and as Filipinos say, all the time. Mm-hmm. Glad to have